Hello and welcome to Paragraph Despair. I'm Chris.
And I'm Anton.
We had really funny banter at the beginning, but we unfortunately have to cut it.
Yep.
We've mentioned too many names.
There's a lot of state secrets.
Too much info, too much details, too much code.
Yeah. Sometimes I just start saying code.
Yeah, he just reads the code.
Nobody does that.
What?
Like,
just reads code?
Nobody just like, yeah.
Why don't you just...
cozies up in the corner and just reads code?
You should release an audiobook.
Of just code. If you could have an audiobook of code, who would you pick as the narrator?
Fran Drescher.
I was going to pick Bobcat Goldthwait.
both of them, and then they read it at the same time over each other.
That's the only way to listen to code.
Alright, let's get into what's news.
Alright.
What's new? Let's see. Let me pull up my documents. And keep in mind, we're releasing some episodes ahead of time. Or recording some episodes ahead of time. They're released at a future date.
Yeah.
We got some summer vacations coming up.
For summer vacations, you forget.
And then
weeks pass, we still don't update it.
So all this news is probably going to be not news in a couple
Stale
of
Stale news.
Yeah. But as of our recording, and then I don't know if you're. Are you into serial killers?
I don't think so, but you never know, because you're always surprised that that person that you liked ended up being a serial killer and you were into them.
Right. Oh, yeah. You were such a nice person. Yeah, like when you used to be friends with the Golden State Killer.
Yeah.
And then they caught him finally.
He's always had to leave things early all the time. Turns out he was killing people.
Boy, was your face red.
Yeah. We had no idea. I mean, that probably explains the...
He was good at it, yeah.
Yeah.
But, well, for him, I think he killed most of the people in, like, the 70s and 80s. And I feel like that's kind of like...
That's how you get away with it. You go back in time, 70s, 80s, you kill them and come back to this time.
That's like signing with the Lakers to win a championship, you know?
Because they used to be a good team?
No, because they're like kind of a good team.
Oh, because it's Golden State you're talking about.
Never mind. but anyways, I mean, it's probably not that funny because it's people getting killed.
It's true, but like...
But...
What's your degrees of separation to a serial killing?
Weren't we just talking about this?
No.
Did we talk about this on the show?
Maybe. That'd be weird.
Oh, no, I think it was something else I heard.
Because, like,
about
all these
how many
things,
serial killers that you've walked by in your life.
Yes, that was a dinner conversation.
Yeah. But I think I might have got that from another podcast.
Yeah. But, like...
Or maybe not.
There's so
know.
Many, like, big things that happen that seem so far away because your degrees of separation mm-hmm. are so huge.
Yeah. But you're probably not that far away from, removed from things. I mean, we're not that far away removed. Like it's crazy. Like, how many generations ago? Like, how few people were on the Earth?
Yeah.
And that, like, you were like your odds of being you were just so slim.
Yeah. My favorite thing to realize. Not my. It's one of the top ones.
It's top. You're one of your top realizations.
Yeah, we'll do an episode of that. My top ten.
Top ten realizations. Coming in at number 10.
Yeah, this would probably be in the toward the tens.
Yeah,
is that you have two parents, they have two parents, et cetera, et cetera. So you can do powers of two,
mm-hmm.
and let's say on average in your ancestry, every 25 years, you have like another layer of your family tree.
Yeah.
Roughly. So every century, that's four layers. So four layers would be 2 to the 4th.
Mm-hmm.
2 to the 4th is 2 times 2 times 2 times 2. That gets you 16.
Yeah.
Not a big number. But let's say the last 2,000 years,
mm-hmm.
that's 20 centuries. So that's 20 times 4. That's 2 to the 80.
Yeah.
That's how many people roughly would have been in your family tree over the last 2,000 years. And 2 to the 80 is like a huge number.
Yeah. That's kind of crazy.
Let's see what it is. The calculator's probably not going to. 2...
Anton's doing math right now. Just keeping the listener noted what's going on.
80.
This is exhilarating podcast.
It's with 23 zeros after it.
Oh, that's a lot.
Yeah. That's a lot of people, assuming I did that math right, which I think I did.
Okay.
Yeah. And there were, and you're just saying there's fewer people on the earth then.
Yeah.
So how could that be?
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, the issue is there's a lot of interminglings going on.
Oh, so you're saying we're all just kind of incest babies.
Effectively. Or maybe there's like lots of like degrees removed between each generation, but like probably not as much as you go up.
I mean, I guess we all are.
Tree.
We all come from Adam and Steve.
What is that?
Anyways, we're talking serial killers. So, big news. Let's just jump right into the news topic today. I don't think we got time to talk about our ancestry. Although, wait, does that word come from that? Ancestor? Oh. Incest.
Interesting.
That's weird.
Wow.
I don't know.
That's probably when my number 9 realization.
Yeah, we're not talking about this today. All right, so we're going to talk about something a little lighter, so serial killers.
We're not even going to talk about serial killers?
No, that's what I'm going to say.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I don't want to talk about
Yeah, that's a good it's good to get back on topic.
Yeah.
There.
The Gilgo, I think it's pronounced, Beach killer has been caught in Long
Gilgo
Island.
Gilgo Beach?
Yeah, Gilgo Beach.
Oh, that's close, Long Island.
Yeah. So it's really interesting. Like 10 years ago, probably about 10, maybe 8 to 10 years ago, I read a book.
Oh, cool.
Called,
that's how long it's been?
Yeah, that's the last book I read. It's been that long. No, the book was called Lost Girls. It's a kind of a true crime book. Very journalistic approach. I like those kind of procedural kind of books.
Mm-hmm.
It was about the disappearance of several sex workers from the New York City area.
Mm.
And they kind of traced it out to Long Island. And they kind of just go through the histories of the sex workers and then kind of what happened. Very sad story.
This is a true story?
Yeah, very sad and true story. And then I forgot about it for, however many years since I've read that book.
Sure.
When I saw, I was at the bodega yesterday and, they got the newspapers there and on the Post and the Daily News and they said the killer was caught. And I was like, whoa, that's crazy.
How many years ago?
And this was probably, I think the killings happened. They started finding people in 2010. I think there's, so he was arrested for 3, but I think there's a couple more remains that were found.
The book Lost Girls is based on this?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But like they didn't have any suspects or hard.
So Lost Girls is a pretty recent book then?
Yeah.
So you're saying 2010, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you also said you read this book 8 to 10 years ago, and it's 2023.
It was probably 2020 or 2014. Wait, when did it come out?
So this
book came out in 2013.
Very quickly came out. Shortly after these things?
Yes. Probably 3 years after, yeah.
Weird.
But, like, I mean, a lot of those books stem from, they get book deals based on longer magazine pieces. So, they tend to be more topical of like what has happened the year. There used to be a really great anthology. They don't make them anymore. It was called the. They would release like the best crime writing anthology. It'd be like the best nonfiction crime writing of the year, and they would do it in an anthology. Mm-hmm. And I think the anthologies go up to around 2010. They stopped doing it after like 2010, but like they kind of had them
stopped crime.
Yeah, they stopped it.
There's no more crime after that.
There's no more crime.
It's all less of the crime.
But like from all the 2000s, there's some great anthologies, and they just collect pieces from the New Yorker, New York Times magazine, you know, like any kind of big magazine publication. And then they would kind of write about it, and then sometimes those pieces get book deals, and then they kind of.
So that's what happened here.
I probably would assume. I don't know that for sure. But in case you're wondering how it came out so quickly compared to when.
Yeah, I'm just a little dubious about all
this. So, like, if they started finding remains in 2010, they could have wrote an article in 2011. They just wrote a book in 2012.
Why is this author so, like, ready to go with all this information?
Well, the author didn't do it, so I'll just...
We don't know.
Well, they just arrested the...
They arrested somebody. That doesn't mean they did it.
That's true.
Why isn't anybody talking to this author?
The suspect was an architect in the New York City area that lived on Long Island.
Interesting.
So had resources to kind of
build cages and stuff.
Do some weird things. It's just interesting to see because it was, I think, similar to the Golden State Killer. DNA. Things like that, that kind of...
So it all comes down back to the ancestry stuff.
Oh.
They used Ancestry.com's DNA to catch them?
Yeah. I think that's probably what happened.
How do they use the DNA of somebody that... Did this person commit a crime and then that's how they got the DNA?
That I don't know. They got the Golden State Killer because of, like, the cops had him...
Already.
Like, they think, but, like, they... Like, they waited till he took trash out, and then once you put trash on the curb, it belongs to the city. Like,
the
cops just went up and took all of his trash and just got a bunch of DNA from his trash can.
So how do they know it was his DNA and not, like, somebody else's DNA?
Well, they do a match after they arrest, you know, like.
Like, maybe the killer put one of the hands of the other actual killer in the trash, and they took that hand's DNA. And
at that, you'd be a really good serial killer. Well, I mean, it's just kind of, I think, crazy that how long these things take
to catch somebody.
Yeah, and then now that you're living in this age of, like. You know, like, there's been people arrested from family members of that person taking a 23andMe and linking it through them. I don't know how that works, but, you know, they do it.
It's such a weird phenomenon.
Oh, wait, they said here it was a pizza slice helped investigators catch
the suspect. Why don't they think the pizza did it?
This is just a video. I can't really play a video.
So that's the new thing, is that police suspect somebody, then they take your trash, and then that's how they get you?
Yeah.
And it's okay to run somebody's DNA if it's in the trash?
Yeah.
It's yet another reason to
burn your trash.
Reduce the amount of your garbage footprint.
Right.
Because the police are just going
to
go through it.
I don't have anything to worry about. I mean, you might.
Because I have a lot of garbage. Yeah. I've never killed anybody knowingly. You ever think about that? Like, maybe some butterfly effect. We're all culpable.
So, this isn't... this is a very sad story, but my dad and I were once looking at a car. A used car.
And you opened the trunk and there was somebody in it?
And we're like, getting out of here.
You didn't say a thing. This is the first time it's ever come up.
No, we were looking at it was podcast. Like a, I feel like it was like a like an older style Monte Carlo. It was a used car, and I remember I don't know what my dad was talking to someone. I was looking at the street and I see this lady in this truck, you know, like, there's the two lanes and then there's like a middle lane for turning. So like you could get into the middle lane to turn if you're going to turn left or something into the parking lot. This lady is getting in the middle lane, blinker on, looking to come into the car dealership. And she's just like looking at me, like looking at the car, like look, and I'm like, oh, do you think she's like, you know, she saw this, you know, does she think we're like serious buyers or something? And then she's like, she doesn't look, and then she turns and hits another car dead on.
Whoa.
And like the ambulance had to come, the other car, like the woman in the other car had to get like carried out in a stretcher with a neck brace. I think I'll hope that she had survived, but like I'm thinking like, oh, did I cause, like, I mean, I didn't cause it. The one woman did, like, that's what happened, but you know, you're, what you're saying, the butterfly effect of in unintentionally causing something like that to happen.
Yes, because like maybe maybe you're walking up the stairs on the subway and you're walking too slow.
Yeah.
And the person behind you is having a bad day and they're doing everything they can to not kill somebody. And you walk slow and you really set them off. And then how are they just to blame?
Yeah.
Maybe walk faster on the stairs.
I agree. Final destination, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're going to switch up that topic. I think that's probably enough of that.
What was the goal?
No, we're just talking about what's happening.
Oh, and there was a serial killer.
The serial killer got caught. They caught the
serial killer that was based on the book.
Pizza was what was used to catch him. That's the story.
I eat a lot of pizza.
Yeah, you better be careful. Better eat your crust.
I do eat the crust.
Tawny does not eat her crust.
Actually, pizza, that's a great point. It's a food where you eat all the evidence. But if you eat the crust.
But if you,
if you leave the crust.
If you don't like crust and you're also a serial killer, you better watch out.
Yeah. Amateur hour.
Amateur hour. Sticking with what's new. What's news? Anton, do you want to give us a Zelda update?
Yeah. I'm almost done.
Cool. All right. Next time. what's your thought has been? Has it evolved since last time we spoke?
Yeah, ups and downs. Mm-hmm. The first time I spoke, I had only good things to say.
Right.
Then
now you hate it.
There's certain areas that I feel like, I don't feel like they phoned them in, but they didn't resonate as well as other areas.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's certain parts that I'm just like wowed by. Mm-hmm. That I was like, wow, that was cool that you made me do that. And then other parts just feel like they had to do something for this. So they did the like simple, obvious solution.
Mm-hmm.
In a lot of ways, I feel like they fixed a lot of and improved a lot on the Breath of the Wild, the game that came before it, this is like the same engine and all that. They just added stuff to it. They improved on a lot. They added things people didn't ask for that are really cool and new. But then there's still things that, like, it's clear they were trying to do what people asked for, but still missed the mark in weird ways.
Yeah.
It's classic. I feel like with Nintendo, they...
Do you ever see it, though, playing through it and being, like, coming back around and going, wow, this is great?
Like in retrospect after I finish it. Yeah. I'm really looking forward to that. Actually, I love when something's over and then you just get to think about it now and kick it around. We'll see. I'm getting close.
You feel like the game has consumed your life since its release?
In a bad way.
And right. Because your wife left you and you lost your job.
Yes. Yeah. I just wake up and I think, I'm not going to play Zelda before work. And then I do. And then I just don't go And I'm like, it's okay if I'm 15 minutes late, and then it turns into 30 minutes, and then pretty soon I didn't even go.
Yeah. And then you're at meetings, like, saying, hey, why don't we play Zelda?
Yeah. I'm just looking down the whole time playing it.
If you could take, I guess, your whole experience from playing this game, and you put it towards the next game, what do you hope to see?
Honestly, reflecting on this, I feel like this was too much.
Too much to do? Because it's half game, half, you know, building stuff?
The building stuff is fun. Mm-hmm. I guess it's just more like there's so much here, and it's all good. It's all fun. I'll keep doing it forever. I feel like going forward, I just want smaller games.
Yeah. You just want less scope.
Yeah. I want a little game that's like a fun experience for a handful of hours. 2 hours would be fun, yeah.
Yeah.
And then it's like kind of different each time. That would be like fun. Like
you finish it and then you're done with it for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not this 60 plus hours of just relentlessly.
Oh, I'm at 145 right now.
What?
Yeah.
That's nuts. Yeah. Also, how do you know that?
It tells you. It tells you like I'm 5 hours.
Reminds you every time you open it.
Yeah. It's just like, are you sure?
Something pops up. You've been playing this really long.
Yeah.
You might want. Do you want to take a break? Get some water.
Are you doing okay?
It's the Netflix. Like, are you still watching this?
Yeah. At no point have I wished for it to be over. It's been like solidly pretty good the whole way.
Yeah.
But it's just like, I might take a break from playing games for a while.
Yeah, that's good. All right. Well, thanks for keep us posted.
Are you going to play?
Oh, Zelda?
Yeah.
No.
What are you looking forward to?
Wait, that's not what we were talking about.
But like, is there any game that you want to play?
No. I haven't been into anything.
You just listening to music?
Just listening to music nonstop. But I guess one thing I've been doing lately, this bleeds into our next segment.
Oh, wow.
So we're just going to jump into this next segment. Some tech talk. I need some tech advice. I need to hear some things.
From me?
Yeah.
Okay.
I told you a little bit about what I've been doing lately, but yeah, I've been going to the gym. I've been rising and grinding.
Need advice for your exoskeleton that moves your muscles?
Right. Yep. No, but you know, I did a personal trainer yesterday. I'm getting ripped, getting shredded.
Wow. Getting, I can tell.
Getting jacked.
Yeah. You're gonna have to buy all new clothes soon.
Yeah, you know, we got a big jug of protein.
Yeah. You're not supposed to do it all in one night the way you guys are doing it.
We've gone through like six of those. Yeah. I just eat it with the scooper. Anyways,
so
I missed it, but Prime Day had a deal on. It was in my car. I was like lingering over the button. The Apple Watch SE was like down to $199, brand new. I didn't do it.
$1.99 and you
$1.99.
Still
it was such a good deal.
Low enough for you.
And I was like, no. My main thing is I don't want another screen, and then I also don't want another thing I have to charge.
Mm-hmm.
Like I feel like it's like a, but then like you know. There's also benefits to it, especially if you like work out. There's a lot of the health kind of things on it. Tracks your steps, I mean, your phone does too, but like, I don't like look at my phone like I would a watch for like health reasons. But like, also, you do the closeout thing.
Yeah, I would recommend the watch.
You love your Apple Watch?
It's close to that. I like it. I mean, it could turn into love.
Yeah, it's just not there yet.
I mean, we've been together for about 2 years.
You gotta give it a couple years.
Yeah. There's certain things I don't like that I'm hoping it will change, but.
Right. We'll That's for the watch to decide.
Yeah.
What are some benefits of the watch?
The biggest one, which is maybe not a benefit, is it's so easy to pay for stuff.
I see you do that. You did a little tap, but I also just pull out my phone and tap.
Yeah. I also could assemble my gun before I shoot it, but like that's why I keep the safety off and in my pocket, just so I can be ready to go.
And
you
like,
don't even have to tap with the subway. You don't have to press anything. You just run your wrist over it and
yeah,
you're on the subway.
Yeah, that's nice. Yeah. Yeah. Now, if I wanted to hypothetically go to the gym without my phone and just my Apple Watch,
yes,
could I do that?
Yeah, you can download stuff to it, like so you can listen to
listen
podcasts
to music
or music.
Okay.
From just the watch.
Now,
it's not
great.
This, for some reason, the syncing is.
But like, if you make one playlist specifically for just that.
Yeah, and I think Spotify lets you download to the watch, but you'd have to check.
Now, when you use AirPods, though.
Yeah.
If you have your phone and your watch around and you're just pulling out your AirPods, like, what's it connecting to?
Well, the watch, I mean, you can connect the AirPods to the watch or the phone, and you just make the choice.
Yeah. How long do you get on a charge for one of those?
I get...
Do you have the 8?
What?
What watch do you have?
I think it's the 5.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So you've had it for a while.
Yeah, I've had it for a while, and it still lasts just fine. I basically put it on the charger when I take a shower, mm-hmm. and then wear it even when I... Specifically when I sleep, because it's the sleep tracking.
Oh, you do wear it when you sleep.
Yeah.
What sort of data are you getting from your sleep?
Really useful data. I don't know how accurate it is, but like it's pretty clear.
Tracks all your, writes down your dreams for you?
Yeah, it does. and a lot of them I have to delete before anyone sees them. it tracks your sleep, and it also tracks, I think via like your heart rate and stuff, can detect what depth of sleep you're in.
Okay, like your what's it called, REM
yeah
sleep,
so there's light, REM, and then deep, and you want to get a lot of the deep
in half, right?
What,
half asleep?
They don't have half listed as a second. But you should write to them and have them at it. That's probably like light.
Yeah.
But that's been really useful. I've been super into sleep for like the last week or two.
You didn't like it before? You just were always up?
Yeah. in a lot of ways, yeah. I was not prioritizing it, and I wasn't prioritizing exercise. Me and Alyssa were talking about it recently. Like when you're in your 20s and probably early 30s, you can kind of just like coast.
Yeah.
But where we're at now, like you got to work to just
exist.
Yeah. So now it's the get good sleep, and I've been trying to hit 8 hours with the right depth and go to bed at the same time.
Yeah.
Slowly I've been working like 15 minutes a day back the wake up time.
Does it send you, I guess, does it count your sleep along with your other health statistics?
Yes.
And like, is there like, what does it present to you? Like, what are they showing you?
So there's the health app.
Is it like a Spotify recap?
Kind of. There's the health app that I don't know if you've used on iOS. No. It's the one with the heart on it.
Yeah.
It tracks all the different sensors that are available and presents to you just like a graph for each thing. So you know, you can see your heart rate, you can see your VO2 mm-hmm. max fitness level, your sleep. One of my favorite tech products that I got recently is a Withings scale.
Okay.
And it's a Wi-Fi scale that hooks to an app on your phone that I have tied into the iOS stuff. Yeah. So I just step on the scale each day. It knows who I am. Yeah. It will does weight, BMI, a bunch of different metrics, and sends that out. So all that stuff I've been tracking, it's been cool to look at.
Huh. Yeah, I think the data is what's interesting.
It is.
Because I want to just see like what happens over time. And then like how I'm like, oh, it's, that was the week that happened. That's crazy.
Yeah.
You know, things like that. It's interesting to like kind of figure out the numbers.
It is. I I on my screen right now, I have the sleep widget, so I can see last night's sleep every day. Because it's really is super important to get good sleep lately for me.
Do they have someone that breaks into your apartment every night and takes a snapshot of a photo of you sleeping?
Yeah.
And then you wake up and you scroll the sleep app.
Yeah.
Just that photo of you.
Yeah. Everybody wants to watch themselves sleeping from a stranger.
Yeah. Well, staying on the topic of Apple, I know they just released a new journaling app. What's this about? I know I saw this at the launch like a couple weeks back, right? They did something with it, right?
Yeah, it'll probably come out when the new iOS comes out.
Is there like a thing that I don't know that's happening right now? Like, I feel like Substack is kind of getting big.
Yeah. I got a Substack recently.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
We should start one for the show.
We should.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. So Alyssa got one and she's like, oh, you should get on Substack. So I was like, what is it meant for? And it's supposed to be for like newslettery kind of stuff.
Oh, cool.
That's how it started at least. But then they added a notes feature, which is kind of like an analog for tweets.
Oh.
So I've been using that here and there.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
But we should make one for the show.
How do you think it goes in with this whole journaling craze? Just like to keep people more writing and kind of communicating that way?
I think so. I really like the interface of Substack, so I was like, oh, could I use this for journaling? But I think it's intended that every post is public, and yeah. I don't really want my journal to be public because I put the coordinates in there.
Oh, yeah. And the data.
Yeah. So...
the code.
I would maybe use... I don't really like the idea of storing my data with Apple mm-hmm. because I just feel like they're not that great with internet stuff. Like iCloud is still not that great.
Yeah. But don't they have all your health data?
They have the health data, yes. But I also have it. So I let Withings see the health data and the Fitbit app that I really like.
Yeah, you're telling me about that.
Yeah. It's basically like a personal trainer without any flesh.
Oh, okay.
That's how they advertise
it. So just like a skeleton?
Yeah. Skeleton trainer.
A Hellraiser?
Yeah.
Type of trainer?
Yeah.
So how does... You know, I saw the journaling being released at that latest Apple event a couple weeks back. What's different about the journaling app aside from just like, you know, you could write in a notes app. You can write in anything.
So I saw that the journaling app will use the data Apple has about you to help
with
prompts and stuff. Yeah.
That's kind of cool. So it's like if you take a photo on like a Saturday while you're at like a barbecue.
Yes.
And then Monday you go to write down, it's going to say, hey, remember this from the barbecue? You want to talk about it?
I think so, yeah.
Kind of like egg you on,
yeah.
Get you going. That's cool.
And I heard that I took a class on happiness.
Yeah, because you had really a lot of problems with that.
I kind of did it. I think it was during COVID I took it.
Oh, well, I guess a lot of people have problems with it.
Yeah. It was one of those, it was like on Coursera or something. Or
okay.
Was
yeah.
put on by a university. And in the happiness class, it talked about one of the, like, basically all these, like, fun little tricks that you can do to maintain happiness. One of them was journaling, gratitude journal specifically.
Okay.
So I feel like Apple is really trying to...
in the internet age,
kinda. So when they launched the watch, they didn't know how it was going to be used.
Yeah.
And from what I understand, they saw that the biggest use case for it was the health stuff. So they really leaned in on the health stuff after they launched it, and all the subsequent marketing and stuff really focuses on the health parts of it. I feel like that really kicked off like the mindfulness focus that they have. There's like a mindfulness app on the watch, and I feel like the journaling is a clear logical extension of that. Okay.
I can see how that fits in with the ecosystem.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
And they know from studies that happier customers buy more stuff because if they're happy, they'll more likely to go
more
to work
excited.
And make money.
Oh, I see.
And then they can buy more Apple things.
That's wow. Huh.
It's really selfish.
Yeah. That's I can't why believe they would try to make me happy.
Yeah.
I'm miserable now.
Well, you're not a good consumer.
So I guess like how you mentioned there's the prompt, but like, is there anything like after you write something, is there anything you could do with it within like the journaling app, or like, does it just kind of sit there? Does it kind of come back? Does it do like a recap thing? I feel like there should be some sort of,
well, there is this one feature on it that, cause a lot of people they'll get into journaling and then they fall off the horse, and that's been a big issue.
Mm-hmm.
So what this journaling app does, and you're going to hear it here first.
Okay.
Is, everybody's going to write that first journal. And they'll probably put some sensitive things in there. And the journaling people at Apple know this. So if you stop journaling, it will send your first journal to other people.
Oh.
So it makes you keep going.
I see. And then like, so it might like send, it'll be like, I'll send a message like, oh, hey, you stopped journaling. That's really weird.
Do you want me to,
we sent this to your brother-in-law.
Yeah.
Which is already embarrassing, but how about we send this to your boss?
Yeah.
How'd you like that, huh? So you want to pick up, you know, get back on it?
Yeah.
That's how it kind of like blackmails you.
Yeah. And they got, a lot of the muscle, you know, the muscle from the mafia.
Yeah.
They got those people to write the notifications for you.
So big tough guys.
Yeah.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Apple just, they know ops.
They
know how to do a whole ecosystem, a workflow. They got all their dots crossed and T's dotted.
It's going to be a crazy world where everybody is blackmailed into journaling, but we're so happy from it that we don't care.
That increases your happiness not to be blackmailed.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that was some interesting tech talk.
So you're going to get a watch?
I don't know. I might wait on it. I might wait until I like just like, all right, I think I want it now.
The only thing I don't like about the watch is I don't really like the way it looks that much.
Yeah, that's one thing. I don't like, I have a regular watch that I wear sometimes, but like even that's kind of hard for me to just remember to put on.
Yeah. If they make one that's, I hate the roundedness of it. Mm. It's overly rounded.
Really? Yeah.
I really like the iPhone 12 style where it's got like, it's rounded in one dimension, but in the other it's flat.
Yeah.
So it looks like a nice slab. If they do that with a watch, I would really like that a lot better.
It's one device that they have that I'm like, okay, I in a few, like when the technology gets there, it's going to be really cool.
Yeah.
But it's at the same time, it just feels like such a small little screen, like small, like weird phone on your wrist.
There was, I forget what feature it was that really, because I was eyeing the watches for a while, but there was something that came out that I was like, okay, now it's there, so I'll get it. It was when you could listen to music independently and listen to stuff. Okay. And as soon as it was there, I was like, sweet, now I don't have to put my phone in my pocket when I go on a run. I'll get that. And it was a similar thing for the iPad. I only got it when the pencils got good.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, great, now there's something that I can't do on another device, I'll get the iPad.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. Well, before we close out the show today, you know, it's summertime.
Yeah.
And I think we're all sometimes, you know, you're looking for some gigs, you're looking to earn a little extra cash.
Yeah, always.
And I love Craigslist. I love looking at Craigslist posts. I think it's great.
Yeah.
You get everything you want there. You're looking to buy something, you go to Craigslist. You're looking to get another job, you check the gigs.
Interesting.
And there's so many good posts. It's top quality stuff.
Whoa.
It's really top quality. So, you know, I thought Anton might like to see what gigs are available. Maybe he's really, he needs something to do. Maybe he needs a little extra cash. Who knows? So I found some posts that I just want to run by and see if you're interested. Or if I'm interested.
Yeah.
If
this podcasting thing doesn't work out, we're going to need to make money somehow.
Right. Exactly. Now, hold on, because I just lost the screen. Now this first post is the one that kind of caught my eye. It's the title of the post is called Uncles and Aliens. The body reads, this is in Brooklyn. So keep that in mind. It's local.
Okay.
Do you have an uncle who has seen an alien? Are you an uncle who has had an extraterrestrial encounter? I would like to hear about it. I want to hear your story.
No, that's not real.
That's the end of the post.
That's a real
thing. It's three sentences. Unfortunately, this opportunity does not pay. But you're an uncle.
I am.
Have you seen an alien or an extraterrestrial?
What is that? That's a real post?
Yeah.
How did you find that?
I screenshot and everything. Because I look on Craigslist all the time. Really? I love it. I love looking at
real posts that you just been collecting?
I stumbled upon this the other day. I took a screenshot of it because I'm like, this is really interesting.
That's a treasure trove.
And the other ones I found just this morning before the show.
Whoa. I should get on there.
Yeah, you should. So, anyways, have you?
You don't know.
You don't know.
You don't know if the person walking by you is an alien.
So it's kind of like you know, in Men in Black, when like that farmer guy is kind of an alien.
Yeah.
But he's just really weird.
And you can't tell. Like, he looked completely normal.
Right. And like, sometimes you're like at a restaurant and you see someone pour a bunch of sugar in their water and then.
Yeah. Then you know.
Then you know.
Like, I'd be one of those people that, like, all of us, that when Clark Kent takes his glasses off,
yeah,
you're like, oh, Superman, but he puts them on, you're like, oh, Clark Kent, but you can't tell,
yeah,
that it's the same guy because he's got glasses on.
Right, right. Well, speaking of that, the next opportunity, let's see.
I can't do that one because it doesn't pay either.
Right. Yeah, you're right. This is stupid. This next opportunity, it's looking for a celebrity lookalike. It reads, the title of it is just Celebrity Lookalike in Soho. And hello, we are looking for a celebrity lookalike for a quick photo shoot and some behind the scenes footage also being shot. Please reply with several current photos of yourself and a brief background on yourself and if you have spent any time in front of cameras. It does go on to say how long it would be, like an hour's worth of shoot, based on experience. Anyways, what I really want to know is if you're going to be a celebrity lookalike in response to this, who's your celebrity that you're...
A lot of people told me I look like Gary Busey.
All right. I'll reply to them right now.
Do you ever get that you look like a celebrity?
My sister sent me a screenshot of Rory... Was it Culkin from Succession?
I could see that.
And that photo, that sometimes I'm like, oh yeah, I do kind of look like
him. But you're a lot more stretched out.
Yeah, I'm taller. I'm way taller. When I was an extra, I got to run past him.
And they're like,
and I'm
maybe
way
they
taller.
Will do a side story where he's got a secret brother.
That's why I tried pitching to everybody on the set. And everyone was like, get away from me. I don't know who you are.
I'm the secret brother from the tall dimension.
All right. Well, I don't know if you're that. I don't know if they're looking for Gary Busey. Oh, wait, who did you say? Gary Busey.
I don't know who I look like. Somebody at a bar came up to me yesterday and said I looked like somebody, but I couldn't.
There is a post that's always on Craigslist of a guy selling amps, and I always think he looks like
you. Really?
Yeah.
Actually, I was at a conference, and this guy came up to me, and he's like, you know what? You look like David Spade. And I was like, huh.
Yeah, I don't know if I see that one.
I don't know if I see it. Don't know what it means. It's like he was saving it up to tell me.
All right, maybe that's not the post for you. But here's one titled Tour Guide Gig, Financial District. The body reads, Serious Inquiry in all caps.
When you said the body reads the first time, I thought that was part of the post.
Oh, no. Like I'm talking about the body of the post.
You ever hear, like, it's almost like a biblic phrase. The body reads.
Oh, yeah.
Or something like that. Or like
there are posts that probably on here that was telling that. But no, I'm just talking about the body, the post where it's like the text
makes
is
a lot
written.
More sense.
I wanted to separate it from the title because I feel like there's different impacts of the title of the post and the body.
Yeah.
So this one in all caps starts Serious Inquiry, period. Not Serious Inquiry only.
Yeah. But this is a serious inquiry.
This is just serious
inquiry. The post is.
Yeah. Your reply can be whatever.
Silly. Who cares?
No, not looking for a professional one. Oh, you can be native to the city or anyone with better knowledge than me. If you're upbeat, outgoing, social drinker, and look cute slash presentable, let's have a great time. Thank you.
Sounds like somebody's looking for a date.
They want a bubbly personality, a wonderful smile.
Wow.
I'm in my late 30s, successful independent male, this reads.
No.
Just a fun way to meet new people, and who knows, it could be the start of something special between us two, smiley face.
No, it doesn't.
This is a paid gig. I'm a male. Oh, I didn't get to this part. They're looking for a female.
Oh. That's not what I was picturing this whole time.
I thought this was a general looking for a tour guide. This person runs a tour guide business. I'm starting to see that.
He just wants a cute person to show him around.
Yeah.
Who's not good at tour guiding.
You need a bubbly personality and look cute. With a nice smile. Sorry, Anton. This isn't for you.
See, that's a great idea. Is you don't want to go on a date. Mm-hmm. What you really want to do is go on an interview with somebody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a way job better interview. Format. Yeah.
Yeah, because you're just getting to the facts.
Yep. Yeah. And you want a transaction involved.
Right. Everything's a transaction. These last ones, I'm just going to rush them. I got to read it. I just want to run by and see if you're interested. It's $100 per actor. Actors wanted for a mud wrestling music video. Interested?
I don't like having stuff on my skin. All right. Really bothers
We're
me. I'm doing that.
Done with that. Forget it. Actors, let's talk. Action. Are you the actor who can successfully bring a federal agent to the screen? Do you think you can play an FBI agent, Anton?
Yeah, I'm pretty boring.
All right. This doesn't pay, but you get to be in a movie that will
be on.
You get
screen.
Delayed compensation from profits from our streaming channel.
Royalties for playing a FBI agent.
Yeah.
On a internet.
I don't know. I don't YouTube think FBI page. Agents have long hair.
They always have that one that's like a little bit of an outsider.
Yeah, he's a little edgy. Yeah.
Kind of a hippie. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Does Tai Chi in the morning when they do the montage
like the
of how they start the
of cops.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I would be.
Well, that one doesn't. It's delayed compensation. You don't know if I get paid. Murtaugh. I think we crossed that one off. One more post. Actor for a film pays $50. They know they got the cash. Oh. Not like the last post. You'd play someone named Bobby between the age of 35 and 60. You're a former gangster in a crime family. He cooperated, and now he's a YouTuber. He's on the street of his old neighborhood with a camera crew. Or you could play Donner, a U.S. Marshal he guards. But he only has a few lines. So it's an indie mob feature being shot in the city. What do you think? You think you're up for it?
That sounds... So they have a...
That one actually sounds fun. I'd probably do that one.
They have a whole movie planned, and they're going to pay their lead $50.
Yep.
I'd do it.
Yeah, I'd do it.
I'd spend weeks on that shoot for
That'd
$50.
Be fun. That sounds fun, actually, yeah.
Who would you be, Bobby or Donner?
I want to be Bobby.
All right, I'll be Donner. What was Donner
Actually,
again?
I'd probably be better Donner. I'm not like a crime guy.
I could be Bobby.
I could be Bobby.
I'll break your kneecaps.
All right, that's our show. Have a good one.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.